Today's shiur is Masechta Nedarim Daf Lamed Tes, and we will begin on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis by the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, Muda Hanoa Mechaveroi. If somebody makes a neder that he's not allowed to have benefit from someone else, the Gemara in Mitzvah Shem will spend a lot of time discussing who's the one that made the neder and who's the one that's the subject of the neder in this case. V'nichnas Levakroi, and then he wants to visit him because he's sick. Oymed Avala Yoshef. He could only visit him standing but not sitting. There's a very interesting difference in a girsa between the Ran and the other Rishonim in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, as we read it, Vin Nichnas Levakroi. He went to visit him. So, as most Rishonim explain, certainly the best thing is to avoid a Shaila. And if we have this relationship here that they're not allowed to benefit one from the other, so avoid doing Bikur Cholim. The Mishnah says, if you're going to do Bikur Cholim, then Nichnas, what should you do? And the Mishnah says, stand, don't sit. But the Ran removes one letter that makes a world of a difference. He takes out the letter Vav. He says, Nichnas Levakroi. What is the Ran saying? So Mefarshim explained that the Ran is saying that since, as we're going to learn in the Sugyas in the next couple of days, how important of a mitzvah Bikur Cholim is, so the Mishnah is teaching us, typically we try to advise a person to avoid a shaila. But here we can't advise the person to avoid the shaila. Because there's an issue of Bikur Cholim to be addressed. And therefore the Ran says, do the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. But there are limitations because of the situation. And therefore do it standing, not sitting. The Rishonim also go on to explain that if Chas V'Sholem, the subject of the nether, is to passes away, and there's a question now of taking care of the mace. That's not the subject of our Mishnah. And all Nedarim expire when the person expires. And therefore, even if there was a neder between a person and another person that they're not allowed to benefit from each other, certainly once one of them passes away, the Nedarim expire with him too. Also, the Rishonim point out that the discussion of our Gemara, Mishnah and Gemara, is limited to the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. But certainly, bringing the person who's not allowed to benefit food, which is sometimes part of what Bikur Cholim is, certainly would not be permitted, because that's certainly a hanoah that's not specifically included in Bikur Cholim. And continues the Mishnah in teaching us, Umapa Rufus Nefesh Aval Rufus Mamin. And this will explain him to Shem when we learn that from Mem Aleph. Says the Gemara, the Mayaskinen, exactly what is the circumstances that our Mishnah is referring to. Ibn shenichse mevaker asurin al chayla, that the chayla is not allowed to benefit from the person who's visiting him. Says the Gemara, fili yashiv nami. Then the person visiting should be allowed to sit. And as the Ran explains, the person who's visiting, his purpose in visiting is just to do the mitzvah bikur chaylam. This that the person who's not allowed to benefit from him is sick and is benefiting from my visit is not the main goal of my visit, and therefore I should be allowed to visit him even though he's not allowed to benefit from me and sit. Why do I have to stand? Say the Rishonim. We need to understand exactly what is the nether being discussed here. If the nether was that there's someone who's Rachman al Tzlan sick, and I make a neder that he's not allowed to benefit from me, why? If it would be a shvua, it would be a shvua that's not valid, because it's a shvua levatel es a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah bikur cholim, as we're going to learn. So you can't make that type of a shvua. So some Rishonim suggest that since the shvua is not addressing the mitzvah bikur cholim, the shvua is that that person is not allowed to have anor from me. The fact that he becomes sick is just incidental, it would be a good shvua. I would say that's even a nether, because if I made a nether that this person is not a benefit from me, even though the purpose of the nether wasn't to speak about Bikur Cholim, once such a nether is made, it's all-encompassing, and the person may not benefit from me. But the Gemara is asking, if the nether was that the sick person can't benefit from me, the visitor, why shouldn't I be allowed to visit him even sitting? My goal is just to do the mitzvah bikur cholim. My goal is not to benefit him. If, on the other hand, says the Gemara, The nether is that I, the visitor, may not benefit from the person who's sick. I feel I'm a namiloi. I shouldn't be allowed to walk into his home. Why shouldn't I be allowed to walk into his home? Because when I walk into his home, I have pleasure. I have benefit from walking to his home. Let's say it's raining outdoors. Let's say it's hot outdoors, the Ritva explains. And I walk into his house, so I have a benefit from walking into his house, and I'm not allowed to benefit from being in his home. And the Mefarshim go on to ask, why am I going into his home? My goal of going to his home is to do a mitzvah b'kecholim. The fact that I also happen to benefit shouldn't make a difference. Don't we have a rule, a mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu? So the Mefarshim explain, where do we apply the concept of mitzvah lehav lehenes nitnu? We've said it, somebody does bia with his wife, that she's not allowed to benefit from him. So the mitzvah and the hana are all one and the same. Here, the mitzvah and the hana are really two separate objects, two separate subjects. This that I walk into the house and have hana, because I'm in the protection of the home, is not connected to the mitzvah b'kecholim. And therefore, if the circumstance is that I, the visitor, may not have benefit from the person who's a chayla, I shouldn't be allowed to walk into this house. Amr Shmuel. So Shmuel explains the Mishnah, L'olam b'shenichsein b'vakir asurim al chayla. The chayla may not benefit from me. However, the Mishnah is referring to a situation, b'mokim sh'noitin schar al yeshiva, v'ainoitin schar al amida. And the way the Rishonim explain is as follows. As we're going to learn, I mentioned this already, b'kecholim is a mitzvah. We've learned in the last number of shiurim, one is not allowed to receive payment for doing a mitzvah. So if I walk into a person's home to do b'kecholim, and I'm just doing the mitzvah of b'kecholim, so I'm not allowed to get paid for it. So when I do that mitzvah, there's no benefit involved. But if I do yeshiva, that's already above and beyond the mitzvah. For that, people would get paid. So if the chayla is not a benefit for me, the visitor, and I walk into his home, and I do the mitzvah b'kecholim, and don't receive pay, so he benefited. If another person will do it, he'll have to pay him. Therefore, it's considered that the chayla received an extra benefit, and it may not be done. So most Rishonim, starting with the Ran, say, let's say I'll take pay. I'm not allowed to benefit from the chayla. I go and I visit him, and I sit, but I take whatever fee I'm entitled to, so he's not benefiting. He's paying me. So there the Ran suggests I would be allowed to go and be allowed to visit as long as I take the fee. Other Rishonim say that even if I take the fee, it's usur. Why? Tysus Rid learns like this. Number one, who says they'll find someone else that'll be willing to do it? This person is sick. He needs somebody to attend him. We know it's hard to find an attendant to someone who's sick. So just because I'm taking the fee doesn't mean that I'm not doing him a big benefit. He might not be able to find someone else. Or even if he could find someone else, maybe he couldn't find someone else that will do the job as well as I would, as well as I am. And therefore, even if I'm getting paid, it should be usur. Ask the Gemara. But if our Mishnah is referring, ask the Gemara, to a situation where he receives pay for yeshiva, not al amida, ask the Gemara, my Pascha. So our Mishnah, and this is the way the Gemara is to be understood, is making a rule. You can't get paid, you can't sit, but you may stand. But it's not a hard and fast rule. It really depends on the minig hamakom. It really depends if people get paid for yeshiva in this place. It really depends if people don't get paid for amida. Our Mishnah seems to make a general rule, a hard and fast rule. The way we're learning the Gemara, the way Shmuel is explaining the Gemara, it's not a hard and fast rule. Says the Gemara, Ha Kamashmuan. Says the Gemara, what the Mishnah is teaching us is, even in a place where people receive a fee, a pay, for doing the mitzvah b'kecholim, only for yeshiva may you take pay, you're not allowed to take a pay for standing, because when you're standing, all you're doing is just the mitzvah, and for doing a mitzvah, you're not allowed to take pay. V'bay seima, another way of explaining the Mishnah, says the Gemara, K'r Shimon ben Eliakim. Our Mishnah follows the opinion of Shimon ben Eliakim. We're going to learn a Gemara mitzvah Shem on Daf Mem Beis. The Gemara discusses the following. It's a Shemitah year. It is a Shemitah year. And I make a neder that I'm not a benefit from your field. So we know that in the Shemitah year, everybody's fruit that they have in the field is Hefker. So I'm allowed to go to your field and take fruit without your permission. But it's important to remember that it's the fruit that is Hefker, not the field. So let's say I made a neder that I'm not allowed to walk into your field, and now it's a Shemitah year. Rashi Ben Yochum says I can't even go in to collect the fruit. Why? Because we're concerned that if I'm going to go collect the fruit, I may spend a little more time there and just benefit from being in your field that I'm not allowed to. So Shimon Yochum teaches us there's a new gzeir of Shema Yishe Bamida. A person may tarry, a person may stay longer than he may. Hachinami, the concern is Shema Yishe B'Yeshiva. I'm allowed to go in to be Mekayim, the Mitzvah B'Kecholim. But the Mitzvah B'Kecholim is only permitted as long as I'm doing the mitzvah, which can be done in a couple of moments. Staying longer is already past doing the mitzvah. So there's two ways of learning. Just staying longer is already past the mitzvah, which I have no heter. Or staying longer certainly will allow me to get pay. And if I waive the pay, the chayla, who's not allowed to benefit from me, is benefiting from me. That's why I should only stand and not sit. And the Rishonim explain what the standing accomplished. So I saw two pshatim in the Rishonim. One pshat the Rishonim say is that usually when you go visit someone, you sit down. If I'm going to go in and I have to stand the entire time, it's going to remind me that this is not a regular situation, and I'll be able to keep in mind I only can be mekayim the mitzvah when I have to leave. Another pshat, very simple pshat, is if you stand, your feet start to hurt. And if your feet start to hurt, you'll leave. If you're sitting and you're comfortable, you may stay a little longer. Ula has a different way of explaining the Mishnah. He says, the visitor may not benefit from the chayla. So if the visitor is not allowed to benefit from the chayla, we asked at the beginning of our shir, so how could the visitor even walk into the house? He's benefiting just walking into the house. Says the Gemara, Kogoyin, Blei Adrimin Chayusei. And the way most Rishonim explain the Gemara is as follows. When somebody makes a neder, I don't want this person to benefit from me. What does he say? He doesn't think that he's going to be sick and that he's going to need that person to take care of him. It was never his intention that that should be part of the neder. And since it was never his intention that that should be part of the neder, therefore, if chas v'sholem, he does become sick, the nether is not relevant in that situation. Says the Sefer Nidri Zeruzim, a gevaldig gevart. He says, what will be if the person made the nether after he got sick? Al Gemara is saying that when a person makes a nether, he doesn't think that he's going to be sick and he's going to need that person to visit him. But let's say when he made the nether, he was already sick. So he should have recognized that he's going to need that person. Then Ula's teretz is not relevant. Ula's only referring to situation, says Rav Shlomo Kluger, Gvalde Gavart, only when he didn't expect this person to need him. But if he would have needed, if he would have sick and recognized that he may need people, then he can't say I didn't intend that to be the nether. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, that that's not included in the nether, so then I should be allowed to walk sit too. Yochai feel Yoshev Nami. Answers the Gemara, Efshe Bamida. You could do it Bamida. I could be Mekayim the Mitzvah Bamida. So with interpreting the Heter in the most limited way possible. And since the person needs me, he's sick. He didn't intend to include it in the Nether, but he only meant the minimum. The minimum is standing, not sitting. Meisvei asked the Gemara, it says in a brisa, cholahu, if somebody gets ill, nichnas levakroi, I can visit him. Chol benoi, if somebody's son who made the neder gets sick, shoyaloi b'shok, I can only ask in the street how's the person doing, but I can't do bikachol. And Ramosha and other paiskim use this gemara to discuss a very relevant shaila aloch lemaisa. There's always a shaila if you could do bikachaylim over the telephone. And Al Gemara says that in a situation where I can't physically visit the chayla because of the neder, as we're going to learn. Says the Gemara, do shayla b'shuk. Says Rav Moshe, what is the Gemara teaching us? The Gemara is teaching us bika chaylim should be done in person. And as we're going to learn in the shiurim, as we get deeper into the sugya bika chaylim, the reasons are very obvious. One is because part of the purpose of bika chaylim is to see what does the chayla need. And you can't see what the chayla needs if you don't actually see him. Although I did see a vart from Rav Hutner. He says, what is the lashon bikur chaylim? What's the wording bikur? So he says, the word bikur we find by a carbon, that the animal that was used for a carbon had to be set aside to examine it for 4 days. So he says, if you could accomplish bikur chaylim, if you could find out what does the chaylim need, what you could do for him without physically visiting him, so if you could call him on the phone and ask him, what do you need? And they'll tell you, or you'll figure it out. You'd mekayim the mitzvah. Rav Moshe says, as our Gemara says, bikur chaylim should not be done on the telephone unless there's no other option. If the person's on the other side of the world, you have no option. And part of the reason is, because as we're going to learn in the sugyas, that there's a din. People aren't aware of this din. The Ramah says it la'alocha l'maisa, that when you visit a sick person, you're supposed to be mespowel for him there. Standing in his room, I don't know if you're supposed to, you're not supposed to really make it obvious, because it can make the person feel that he's in trouble, but you should be mespowel for him, in front of him. You can't do that over the telephone. So Rav Moshe says, go in person unless you have no option, as our Gemara discusses. The Miches Yitzchak has a very interesting approach. He says, the first time you want to do the mitzvah bikur chaylim, you should go in person. But let's say the person unfortunately doesn't get better, and you still want to do the mitzvah bikur chaylim. We're going to learn on the days the mitzvah bikur chaylim should be constantly done. The other times, you could do it over the phone. So ask the Gemara. Bishlama, if we'll explain the Braisa, says the Gemara, as Ula explains the Mishnah, that's referring to a situation, Bishlama l'Ula dam b'shenichse chaylim asur al mavakar. Our Mishnah is referring that the visitor may not benefit from the chaylim. Ukigoin, however, so why may I, the visitor, go to the chayla? I'm not allowed to benefit from him. How am I allowed to walk into his house? Ukigoin, the loy agreement chayusen. But like Ula said a moment ago, he certainly, the person, the chayla, when he made the nether, never intended that the nether should include if he gets sick. So that's why the Bryce is saying, I'm allowed to go over to visit him, because that wasn't included in the nether. Shaper. Ella, l'shmul. According to Shmuel, that he explains that the Mishnah. And if he explains the Mishnah that way, he probably explains the Braisa that way. That the Choyla is not allowed to have benefit from me, the visitor. So then, and the reason I'm allowed to go is because I'm only going to do the mitzvah, Bikur Choylim. That's my intent. My intent is not to benefit this individual. So why, why am I allowed to visit? Why am I allowed to visit him and not allowed to visit his son? If anything, say to Rishayim, I should certainly be allowed to visit his son. Because number one, who says the son was included in the nether that the father made? And even if you'll say to Rishayim, that it was included, he's certainly no worse than the father. So if I could go visit the father, why can't I visit the son? However, according to Ula, the Braisa makes a lot of sense. The father made the nether that I'm allowed to walk into that house. But Ula said that nether is only up to when he gets sick. So when he gets sick, I could come visit him. But the nether, that's when the person doesn't intend that if he needs me, his son, he didn't mean. He meant I'm not allowed to walk in under any circumstances. So the Braisa has to be referring to a situation where the nether was from the chayla on the visitor. So that's the way Ula explains the Mishnah too. But according to Shmuel, we have a difficulty. Amalach. So Shmuel answers, Masnisin b'shenichsim v'vakar asurun al chayla. The Mishnah is referring, as Shmuel said, that the visitor, the chayla is not allowed to benefit from the visitor. And that's why I, the visitor, could go in standing, not sitting. Braisa, the Braisa, on the other hand, is b'shenichsim chayla asurun al mevakar. So ask the Gemara the obvious question, my Pascha. According to Ula, the Mishnah and the Braisa are referring to the exact same situation, where the visitor may not benefit from the chayla. According to Shmuel, we have to differentiate between the Mishnah and the Braisa. So wouldn't it be better to follow Ula's explanation, and the Mishnah and the Braisa will be speaking about the same case? Amar Rava. Rava says Shmuel had a difficulty in saying, explaining the Mishnah the way Ula did. Shmuel masnisin kashisa. Shmuel had a difficulty in the Mishnah. According to Ula, let's review. According to Ula, the Mishnah is saying that the situation is that the visitor may not benefit from the chayla, but Ula is saying not included in his nether was if he gets sick. So, if it wasn't included in his nether, he never intended to prohibit benefit from me. If he gets sick, so why am I only allowed to stand? I should be allowed to sit. So Ula explained, because we only want to be matter, we only want to permit the minimum. But according to Shmuel, sitting is crucial. So if this is not part of the nether, if the chayla is allowed to benefit from me when he's sick, I should be allowed to sit too. My yiri the tani oimid. Why did the Mishnah say that I'm only allowed to stand? Avala yoishif. So that's why Shmuel was prevented, and that's what stopped Shmuel from saying that the Mishnah is referring to a situation that the chayla may not benefit from me. So we have here a very fundamental machloikis, as the Ram points out, halach lemaisa. In a situation where the visitor may not benefit from the chayla, according to Ula, the visitor could only stand. According to Shmuel, not only could he stand, but he could even sit. Why is sitting so important? So I saw a beautiful pshat. We find in the Torah, the first example of Bikkur Chayilim was by Avraham Avinu. And there's a very famous Rashi. Rashi says that Avraham Avinu was sitting, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel was standing. And Avraham Avinu wanted to get up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu standing, he's going to stand up. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ata Yoshef, you remain sitting. And it's a siman to your children, the Kim Nitzov Badas Kale, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to every Bezdin, even though the Dayanim sit. That's shot in the Rashi. And that's why Dayanim are allowed to sit. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu is in the Bezdin, how could the Dayanim sit? Because a Kodesh Baruch Hu told us that. What do we see from there, says Shmuel? That normally when you come visit a person who's ill, you're supposed to sit. It was only that special situation where a Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to teach us a lesson for future generations, that he stood and Avram sat. But normally, how are you supposed to do Bikkur Chayilim? Sitting down. So Shmuel says, if it's a situation where Bikkur Chayilim is permitted, so you shouldn't differentiate between sitting and standing. That's why he doesn't accept Ula's explanation of our Mishnah. So how must Shmuel explain the Mishnah? That's referring to a situation, the Nichse Mevaker Asur Al Chayla. The chayla may not benefit from the visitor, and therefore the visitor is only allowed to stand, not sit. Says the Gemara, Amrish Lokish, Remez Labika Chayla Min HaTorah Minayin. Where do we have in the Torah a raya to Bika Chayla? So the Mefarshim ask, why does the Torah have to, why do we need a Remez? As we're going to learn, Mitzvah Shem in the coming Shiurim, the importance of the Mitzvah Bika Chayla. So why doesn't the Torah say the mitzvah Bikkur Chayilim explicitly? So Mefarshim say a very important yesod for kol haTorah kula. The Torah doesn't talk about midas. The Torah doesn't tell us you have to behave. Why? Because derech eretz kadmon laTorah. Before you learn Torah, if you're not about midas, you have no connection to the Torah. So nothing in the Torah points, there's no pasuk in the Torah about any good act. The Torah is teaching us, so that's why the Torah doesn't say it explicitly, but we're looking for a remez. So Mefarshim ask, don't we know that Mahu Chanan Afatu Chanan V'alachta B'drachov, we have an obligation to follow the ways of Hashem? And as we said a moment ago, we find that Kodesh Baruch Hu meaning visiting Avraham Avinu, so we should have the obligation of a visiting sick person because of V'alachta B'drachov. So say V'alachta B'drachov doesn't speak to a specific mitzvah. Here we want to point out that Bikkur Chayilim is a specific mitzvah. And that answers another question. We know that Gemilas Chasadim, we say it every morning, HaGemilas Chasadim, El Dvaram She'elam Shir Gemilas Chasadim. So isn't Bikkur Chayilim included in Gemilas Chasadim? So why do we have to single out Dikacholim. So the Paiskim answer, Laloch Lamaisa. Let's say a person has the option of doing two acts of Chesed. Dikacholim or Gemilas Chesed, a different act of Chesed. The Aloch is, he's supposed to do Dikacholim. And that's what our Gemara is teaching us, the importance of the mitzvah Dikacholim. Another pshat is that the arm of Farshim that say Elam Shir doesn't mean Elam Shir that you have to keep on doing it. Elam Shir is the minimum. You do one act of Chesed, you will makayim the mitzvah. Act of Chesed a day. Teaches us the Gemara that let's say somebody did an act of Chesed today, and now an opportunity for Bikacholim comes up. He can't say, I already did Chesed today. I don't have to do Bikacholim. He's still obligated to do Bikacholim. Where do we find it? Shenema. We all recall the story of Korach and his group trying to battle Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Pasuk says, the Moshe Rabbeinu says, Im kemoish kol odom yimusin elu. If these people will die like everyone else, ufkudas kol odom, my mashma, what does this Pasuk say? Omer Rava, says Rava, Im kemoish kol odom yimusin. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, if these people will die like everyone else, everybody else shein chaylim, people, Rechman Tzlan, get sick, umetolen or berisosin, and they lay ill, ubenei odom evakronai sam, and people come to visit them, Ma'abriyas Oimrim, Lo Yashem Shulchani. That will be a proof that they were right. However, if they will not have Bikacholim, that will be a proof that I'm right. So Mefarshim asked the obvious question. Why specifically, by the story of Korach, is it the place to teach us the mitzvah of Bikacholim? So the Ben Yoyada says a very interesting parrot. What does Bikacholim represent? Bikacholim represents the Achdus, the unity of Klal Yisrael. All of Klal Yisrael are connected. If someone Klal Yisrael is sick, I'm worried about him. We're going to learn in tomorrow's shir. If someone's sick and I go visit him, it takes away part of the sickness. It comes to me. We're all connected. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Korach is a person that wants to break the unity of Klal Yisrael. It will see that he will have people visiting him. That means he is part of Klal Yisrael, and I'm wrong. Another pshat that I saw, interesting pshat, is as follows. The Gemara says that if somebody is mevakeh cholim, he visits sick people when they're sick, he will also have people visit him when he's sick, and such a person will not fall into Gehenna if he's mekayim the mitzvah bikkeh cholim. He says, pshat in the Gemara is like this. If Korach, says Moshe Rabbeinu, is a person that will have people visiting him, why will he be worthy of people visiting him? It must be because he visited people. And it must be if he visited people, he won't go into Gehenna. It's a raya that I'm wrong. But if he won't have anybody visiting him, it's a raya that he never visited anyone when they were sick, and he'll go to Gehenna, and therefore I'm right. Another pshat, as Mefarshim say, as we're going to learn tomorrow shir, Ben Giloy. Typically the person that visits another person who's sick is someone who's a Ben Giloy. If somebody... And there's a lot of pshatim we'll learn tomorrow in Ben Giloy. But Pasha Pshat is Ben Giloy means a kindred spirit. They're the same type. So said Moshe Rabbeinu, if Korach will have people visiting him, that means there are a lot of people in Klal Yisrael who agree with his opinion. So there's no point in Korach dying because this is a big movement that I can't stop. But if no one visits Korach, so it's a proof that it's a very limited group. Let that group leave the world and this cancer will have stopped. Darush Rava. So Rava, the Gemara speaks a little about Korach. In Bria Yivra Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu said, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a Bria, in Bria Gehenim, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Gehenim Mutav, Tia, in La Yivra Hashem, if it doesn't exist, may Hashem create it. Ask the Gemara, what was Moshe Rabbeinu's question if Gehenim exists or not? Eini Votanya, Shivru Dvarim Nivru Kodim Shnivru Oilim. There were seven things that were created before the world was created. Elohim, Torah and Tshuva, because as the Mefarshim explained, the goal of a person's life is to learn Torah, do Tshuva, to end up in Gan Eden. Gehenim, so the Mefarshim say, Gehenim is really a refuah. Gehenim is what prevents us from doing Averis. And there's always a klal that a Kadosh Baruch Hu makes the refuah, Koidim Lamaka. Tshuva and Gehenim are the refuah, Koidim Lamaka. The Mefarshim also asks that the Medrash says that Gehenna was created on the third day of the Bria. So how does it say here that Gehenna was created before the world was created. So Mefarshim answered the two aspects of Gehenna. One is the place of Gehenna. That was created before the world was created. However, the fire of Gehenna was created on the third day of the Bria. Kisei HaKavod, or Beis HaMikdash. The Kisei HaKavod, where Kadosh Baruch Hu sits, the Beis HaMikdash. And I saw a beautiful vart from the Satmar Rebbe. He says, which Beis HaMikdash was created before the world was created? He says, it's obviously not the two Batei Mikdash that we had. Because if something was created before the world was created, it could have never been destroyed. It's the Beis HaMikdash Shlishi. So he says, Yontif, the Shalosh Regalim by Musaf, what do we say? B'nei Veischa Kevat Chilo. What are we mispower for? B'nei Veischa, the Beis HaMikdash Kevat Chilo. The Beis HaMikdash that existed before the world was created, B'nei Veischa, we ask that that Beis HaMikdash come, the Beis HaMikdash Shlishi that will remain forever. U'shmoy Shal Mashiach. What does Shmoy Shal Mashiach mean? So the Maral explains that Shmoy Shal Mashiach, a name represents the essence, the unique essence of what a person is, what something is. He says, the individual who is or will be Mashiach did not have to be created before the world was created. But the goal of a world post-Mashiach, the goal of a perfect world, that was there, that was the purpose of the creation. And the Gemara brings Psukim to prove that each of these things was created before the world was created. Torah d'ksiv, Hashem konani reishis darkai. Kadosh Baruch Hu had me before the world. Tshuva d'ksiv b'terem horam yuladu v'techayilu, before the mountains were created. Toshav enesh adaka. The concept of tshuva was here. Gan Eden, d'ksiv yita Hashem alakim gan be'edem mikedem. Mikedem means before. Gehenim, d'ksiv k'orach mi'esma tifto. Tifta, the Gemara says, is the name of Gehenim, because the Gemara says, why is Gehenim called Tifta? Kishkol ha-mispata, whoever is seduced to do an Aveira, Noifel L'Sham, falls there, Ki Oruch Me'esma, was created from before. Kisa HaKovid, the Ksiv Nochen Kisach Mi'oz, Me'oilam Ata, was always here. Beis HaMikdash, the Ksiv, Kisa HaKovid, Moroim Merishim, was here Merishim. Shmoy Shem Mashiach, the Ksiv, Yehi Shmoy La'oilam. The shame of Mashiach was always here. So our Gemara comes back to its question. What was Moshe Rabbeinu davening? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should create a Gehenim. Gehenim was here before the world was here. Says the Gemara, Elohi Kama. E Ivrele Puma, if Gehenim has an opening in this world, Muta, fine. Vimloi, Yivra Hashem. I'm davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should create such an opening. Ask the Gemara of Ksiv. The Pasuk says in Koheles, Ein Kol Chodesh Tachsa Shemesh. There's nothing new. Once Briyas HaOilam was completed, nothing new was added. Says the Gemara Hachikama. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu meant to say. Ihacha loy mikra puma lahach. Ihacha loy mikra puma. If the mouth of Gehenim is not near here, lahacha likrav. I'm spalal that it should travel to where we are and kairach v'adosa should fall in there. Dorish Rova. V'amalai Om Rav Yitzchak. Ma'idik siv the Pasuk says in Chabakuk. Shemesh Yireach Omed Zvula. The sun and the moon went to the Zvul. We know that there are seven heavens. Typically, the sun and the moon are in the heaven called Rikia, and they were put into the Rikia called Zvul. Says the Gemara, Shemesh Vireach B'Zvul, my Bayin. What are you doing in Zvul? V'Rikia Kayavi. They're supposed to be in the heaven called Rikia. Why do we find them in the Zvul? Says the Gemara Melamed Sha'olu Shemesh V'Yireach Merikia L'Zvul. The Shemesh and the sun and the moon went from the Yirikia to the Zvul. V'am L'Fonav. And they said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Shloilem, Imat Oysa Din L'Ben Amram, if you're going to fight, if you're going to stand off for Moshe Rabbeinu on the Me'irim, we will continue to shine. V'am Lav, Ein on the Me'irim, we will stop. So Mefarshim ask the obvious question. Why are the sun and the moon so concerned about Moshe Rabbeinu's covet? I saw a number of truths. One teretz, as we said the other day, the Gemara says, "Im loy burisi yoyim v'layla, chukas shemayim v'oretz loisamti." HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when He created the world, t'nai hisna HaKadosh Baruch Hu emas bereishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a deal, a condition with the entire world. Im mekamli Yisrael Torah, if Klai Yisrael followed the Torah, mutav, memlav, there's no point in the world. Here, Kairach and Adosoi were trying to rebel against their Torah. So Shemesh Yirech said, there's no point if they're not following the Torah. Another pshat is what was Korach trying to do? There was a certain order. Everybody has his place. Korach has his place. Moshe Rabbeinu has his place. Aaron has his place. What were they trying to do? They were trying to upset. Korach and Adosoi were trying to upset the world order. So Shemesh Yirech said, if things are moving, so then we want to move out of the Rukia, and we'll move up also to the Zvul. Another pshat, we know all the Rashi and Parshas Bereishis, that the sun and the moon were supposed to be equal. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ein shtei melochim mishtamshim b'keser echad. You can't have two kings. And the Shemesh prevailed over the moon. Now what did Korach want? Korach didn't want to displace Moshe. He wanted to be an equal to Moshe. So the sun and the moon came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they said, if it's possible to have equals leading, so then let's make the sun and the moon equals. Another pshat that I saw, one more pshat, is where do we find the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu? The greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu we find from when he carried out the Atzmos Yosef. That everybody else was busy taking money, gold, silver, out of Mitzrayim, and he took the bones of Yosef. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu do it? Because he felt that Yosef was greater than anything else. What was the proof that Yosef was greater than anything else? Because we remember in the dream of Yosef, the moon and the sun bow down to Yosef. But now, if Korach is saying that Moshe Rabbeinu is not that great, that means you're saying that the moon and sun bowing to somebody isn't that important. So Korach is insulting us. And that's why they came to protest. Said HaKadosh Baruch Hu to them, Amr fa Baisisha Yar ben Chitz Mechanitos. At that point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw arrows and spears at the sun and the moon. Amr lehem, B'cha yoyim v'yoyim mishtachvim lechem. Every day, people bow down to you. We know that the people used to worship the sun and the moon. V'atam me'irim. And you continue coming out every day. You're not worried about the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The covered bus medal mechisem. You're only worried about the honor of people. That's why b'chol yoyim yoyim memchitzim v'chanitois umirim. Shnemar lor chitzecho yaleichu. So Mefarshim explained the Gemara as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Musar to the sun and the moon. Why they were only concerned about Moshe Rabbeinu honor, not about the honor of Hashem. And they accepted that Musar. They said, you know what? Hashem is right. And they wanted to stop coming out. But now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's too late. Now you have to come out every day. So I saw a verse from the Malbim. We say in the Tefillah, Smechim b'tzeisim v'sosim b'voyim. The sun and the moon are Smechim b'tzeisim v'sosim b'voyim. So the Malbim says, what's the difference between the word Simcha and the word Sosim? He says the word Sosim is a higher level of joy than the word Simcha. Smechim b'tzeisim. When the sun and the moon come out every morning, they don't come out so happy. It's the chitzim v'chanitois. So they're only smechim. But when they go back at night, they're coming back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they're a higher level of simcha. The sasim b'voyim. Tanya, b'kecholim ein lam shir. Says the Brisa, b'kecholim has no shir. Ask them, my ein lam shir. Sover Rabbi Yosef Lameima. Ein shir l'matin schara. It's a gewaldig mitzvah with tremendous reward. Om labaya. Asked by the chom mitzvahs, mi yesh shir l'matin schara. Do we start measuring the reward for mitzvahs? We know of Otnan, it says in Pirkei Avos, Havizor b'mitzvah kalo b'chamura, shena to yedeya matan schorin shel mitzvahs, the famous marshal that was a king that asked people to tend his field. And he said, certain trees are more important to me than others. But he didn't say which trees, because he knew that the people will only take care of the trees that carry a lot of reward. So here to HaKadosh Baruch Hu never revealed the schar of the mitzvahs. Allah Amabai, I feel God lays a cotton. The way the Mefarshim explained is typically there's a rule in halacha that if somebody, it's not to his honor to do a mitzvah, certain mitzvahs, they salam to him. The Gemara says that if it's not to someone's honor to carry out an aveda, he's absolved from carrying out the aveda. Bikur Cholim doesn't have that heter. Why? So Farshim say, going back to what we spoke about earlier, we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did Bikur Cholim. So that becomes the model that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do Bikur Cholim for Avraham Avinu, there is no individual that could say that Bikur Cholim is below my dignity. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do Bikur Cholim, we certainly have to do Bikur Cholim. Rav Amar, Afil Me'e Pam B'Yoyim. Bikur Cholim should be done even 100 times a day. And there's a number of Pshatim Me'e Pam B'Yoyim. Some say is that you have to keep on going doing Bikur Cholim. Others say you have to go to different people. So I saw a very interesting story. There are two versions of the story. There was somebody in Brisk who was ill. And the Brisk Rav came to visit him. Now this person was a very distinguished individual. And he had a lot of visitors. And the person already had too many visitors. But the Brisk Rav comes to visit him. So what's he supposed to do? He can't tell him, you know, give me a little rest. So he said, he read to him this Gemara, a female pam b'yoyim. What was the point in saying this Gemara? The Brisk Rav said, I'll tell you what he's saying. He doesn't want to tell me, please leave. But the Gemara says you're supposed to visit 100 people a day. If you're supposed to visit 100 people a day, you can't spend too much time with any person. So I understood that he doesn't want me to spend a lot of time here. The other version of the story is a real Brisk version. The Brisk Rav was a frumah. So he came to do mitzvah Bikur Cholim. So he didn't know how long he's supposed to stay. Maybe you have to stay 10 hours. It's Brisk. You have to do the mitzvah Bikur Cholim. So this person knew the Brisk Rav and knew his hashkafa, and he didn't want that the Brisk Rav should have to sit there a whole day. So he said, the Gemara says you're supposed to do Bikur Cholim me'yipam. You have to visit 100 people in a day. If you're supposed to visit 100 people in a day, obviously you're kind of mitzvah Bikur Cholim by just sitting for a couple of moments. Otherwise, you can never do 100 Bikur Cholims a day. So the Brisk Rav felt, oh, now I can leave. I was kind of mitzvah Bikur Cholim by just sitting there a couple of moments.